Republicans in Congress have eliminated a key part of the Affordable Care Act in their tax bill, the individual mandate. Here's President Trump speaking yesterday.
So in this bill, not only do we have massive tax cuts and tax reform, we have essentially repealed Obamacare.
Well, that's not entirely accurate. It's true that Americans would no longer be penalized if they don't have health insurance, but there are many aspects of Obamacare that live on. To give us the overview now, here's Julie Rovner, who's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Lisa.
Let's start off with the individual mandate. What does it mean that it's now gone or soon will be?
Well, analysts actually disagree about what it means. If you'd asked them back in 2012 when the Supreme Court was deciding if it was unconstitutional, they would have said that the law could not exist without it. But in the several years we've had with it actually in place, even the Congressional Budget Office thinks that it's not having as big an impact on getting healthy people to sign up as things like giving them premium subsidies have had. So I think most analysts now think that it won't take the law apart, although it certainly won't help matters.
Okay. And we should say this is the fact that people can be penalized for if they don't have health insurance.
That's right.
And so this will not be in effect until 2019 anyway under the mandate, correct?
That's right. And that's very confusing for people. So they'll have basically two tax years where they will still be required to show that they had health insurance. The taxes that they file next April from 2017 and the taxes they file the following April from 2018. So if you're in a state that hasn't closed enrollment yet and you haven't signed up, you're still required to have health insurance. And if not, you will pay a penalty unless something subsequent changes that.
The Congressional Budget Office has been keeping tabs on how many people could lose health coverage as a result of the individual mandate being repealed. What's the latest count by CBO?
They've said that over 10 years, 13 million fewer people would have health insurance. Some of them would drop it voluntarily because they only bought it because of the possible penalty. Some would drop it because insurers are likely to raise prices because they won't have as many healthy people and they'll be priced out. And some people could lose it because they'll live in areas where there are no more health insurers offering coverage. So there simply won't be anything available. CBO hasn't broken down how many people fall into each of those categories.
What are insurance companies saying in response to all this?
Well, the insurance companies are obviously not very happy. This was something that they really wanted. They wanted an even stronger mandate. The penalties are not that high, even now that they're fully phased in, because they felt like they needed, if they were going to have to sell to people with pre-existing health conditions, they needed some encouragement, inducement, requirement for healthy people to buy coverage too, and not just wait until they got sick to buy coverage. So without the mandate, we're going to have to watch what insurance companies do. Clearly, they'll raise premiums to offset for a sicker population. But the question is, will they simply drop out of some of the places where they are now? We almost saw that this year, but we didn't quite. There's still an insurer in every county.
I want to talk about another critical part of the Affordable Care Act that has been that 26-year-olds could be on their parents' health plan. Is that provision still in under the Republicans' tax reform?
Yes, the only thing that the Republicans changed was the penalty for the individual mandate. Ironically, the individual mandate itself remained. They couldn't take that out because of the budget procedure that they were using. So everything else that was in the Affordable Care Act, the children on 26 staying on their up to 26 staying on their parents' health plans, the subsidies to help people buy insurance,
coverage for pre-existing conditions,
the types of benefits that plans have to offer, all of those things are still intact.
There's a separate note now that Congress is working on a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. It could happen by the end of the day tomorrow unless there is some kind of action. A short-term plan would keep the government open through January 19th. The bill unveiled this morning includes a temporary patch for what's known as CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. It covers 9 million children and pregnant women across the country. Lawmakers let CHIP funding expire at the end of September, and that raised the ire of some in Congress. Last week, Republican Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas urged his peers to reinstate that money.
Now's the time to act, to provide some certainty, and to make sure that the funds continue to be available. In Kansas, that's in the absence of that would be leaving about 79,000 children without coverage or other good options.
Julie, that money that is in the temporary bill would extend funding for these children and pregnant women only until the end of March. This program has bipartisan support, so why is it even at issue?
It's a very good question. And all year, lawmakers said, we'll get to it, we'll get to it, we'll get to it. It's important. Then they let it expire. And they said, well, states have enough money to get through the end of the year. We'll do it in December. Well, now states are running out of money. They haven't done it. The fight is over how to pay for it. Unlike the tax bill, which is unpaid for, Republicans are requiring that the costs be offset. They want to offset them by changing payments for Medicare and taking public health money out of the Affordable Care Act. Democrats don't like that. So they're at this standoff that everybody wants the program to continue. It's just how they'll make up the money and if they'll make up the money.
Last question, since you've been watching this so carefully, back to the Affordable Care Act. What's your larger take on what's happening here?
I think people are kind of surprised. If you'd said at the beginning of the year that the president would cut off the insurer subsidies for people with low incomes and that Congress would repeal the individual mandate and that the law would still be standing, basically, I think a lot of people would have shaken their heads. And yet that's exactly what's happened. The law has proved to be much more resilient than I think most people thought. You know, both supporters and opponents thought the law is still there. The Republicans have now basically taken out the only part of the law that was truly unpopular. That's the requirement for most people to have insurance. So what's left is quite popular. Republicans want to change it, but I think they're going to find it's going to be just as hard next year as it was this year.
Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thanks, Julie.
You're most welcome.